Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. Beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, and it triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the joint performance and the use of red deer velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal. And taking Omega Supreme Pro of fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutriMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails, and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. It's 888-212-8871 and NutriMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Andropause or male menopause can be reversed by releasing male hormone from sex hormone binding globulin by 2 capsules of Men's Max twice a day using 8-pyrrolyl norinogen and hormone synergy to prevent the conversion of male hormone to female, and the use of testo cream topically 4 to 8 pumps on the neck, arms, and groin, along with DHEA and pregnenolone cream to reverse the hormone deficiency production. This protocol can reverse male hormone imbalances and can be tested with saliva tests with a consult with Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So male andropause is reversible, as well as prostate problems with prostate flow, bladder up, and Swedish flower pollen. Contact us for your protocol for male hormone problems and prostate at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. The best place to find the wellness protocols to make you better without toxic polypharmacy. Take care and take action with NutriMedical.com. we have Gary. Hello, Gary. Cover that they're dealing with. Now that Miller's come out with a statement, by the way, that some of the demon rats are on a rage to overcome Pelosi's attempt to prevent them from starting the impeachment. That's number one. Number two, we're on the war edge with Iran and Russia in the Middle East and in Venezuela. That's teetering. We have a trade war with China, which is teetering on collapsing the bond market. I mean, and we have next Wednesday, Donald Trump's son-in-law is going to announce the coming peace accord with Palestinians and the two-state solution, which is the covenant with death that we've talked about for now several years. We have a situation in the summer where we have now more than 500 tornadoes. In fact, yesterday, the tornado chewed up the last third of the third hour with Jonathan Gray and our talk about Zachariah Sitchin's scam and misrepresentation of the ancient Sumerian clay tablets over Nibiru and the so-called Anunnaki as the sons of God that came down here and actually genetically fathered the human race, according to his ancient his books, which are a lie, which were proven before he died. We've got lots of stuff to talk about. The secret orders, by the way, are on a rage right now to displace Trump. They have three options. They can impeach him, they can assassinate him, or they can collapse the economy. Those are the three options they have, aren't they?
Those are... They're all weapons and tactics that they've used and are used to and actually trained for it. You look at the National Endowment for Democracy, which extensified it or extended it to where it was even being government funded. It used to be mostly through foundations. But we look at John McCain, who's part of this presidential coup. And in fact, within the last week, there's pictures of him, you know, shaking hands with the former head of the Russian American Chamber of Commerce. His name is Sergey Milyan. And he's, of course, McCain was part of the coup. He's a part of the source of the documents. And he was referred to in various papers as early as ABC in January 2017 as Source D and Source E in the dossier, the Sergey Milyan. And so McCain is part of that, and McCain has been part of the Endowment for Democracy. They've got various divisions. One is called the International Republican Institute, and McCain was head of that for 25 years. And what they do, it's not to establish democracy, it's to establish regionalism and get rid of dictators that are not conceding or giving up to the New World Order, such as Yugoslavia or Libya or...
McCain is a demonically possessed maniac who's now burning in hell. And we talked about Deborah Tavares. Her husband actually was in the ship that McCain tried to actually put to the bottom of the sea in the Vietnam War in 1967. And he is a blithering egomaniac who now died of a multicenter gastroglioma because of using a cell phone at the side of his head and drinking Diet Pop. McCain is a part of the cadre. There still exists inside the government. People like Al Green, who's a Democrat of Houston, made the statement we talked about. We're going to get... experts back on from the LaRouche Foundation about this, but Al Green made the statement that unless we impeach Trump, he's going to get reelected. Guess what? They have three options. Collapse the economy, like I think the late-night TV host, I'm not going to mention his name to give him any cadre, said unless we collapse the economy, Trump is assassinated or impeached, he's going to get back in, isn't he?
Well, if the natural laws work, and the conspiracy's been having a little trouble. They lost a little ground in Europe, and of course they had tightened up.
More than a little. In fact,
years.
we have an expert commentary tomorrow from Harley Schlanger. They didn't lose a little ground; they lost the whole ship. They're done. You know, to Theresa May in Britain is gone. Boris is coming in. The Europeans have moved toward populism. The Europeans, in terms of their so-called center-right, which is never center-right, it's globalist control by the Council on Foreign Relations and the Bilderbergers, which are now, by the way, meeting to plan out their next little moves for world control. The devil is quickly moving. And by the way, these are the sons of Cain, if you want to talk about there. The spiritually transdimensional sons of Cain, indwelling people like Hillary Clinton, the wizards, and her family. There have been wizards for centuries. These are the people that run Earth into the ground and kill the human race and promulgate wars. People
well,
don't know this, do they?
Or McCain, Skull and Bones, John Kerry, was considering McCain for his vice presidential candidate in 2004. These guys are as tight and involved in conspiracy as can be. And, of course, I've got that information on McCain on my website right now, together with all of the members of the Ripon Society and the Main Street Republicans. So if there's right. any listeners out there that want to know which Republicans are not standing up and are part of the problem, they can do a lot of good right now before the primaries by redirecting their money and getting people that will speak up or go to the dopes and have them protest against their membership and say, I didn't know and I will not go, you know.
Right. By the way, do you know about the gentleman George H. Scherf, S-C-H-E-R-F? Do you know who he is?
No, I don't.
Okay. His otherwise known is the former president before the one before Clinton. You know who that was? Bush. You know that his name was changed. Actually, his George H. Real name is Scherf, who was the technician taking care of Nikola Tesla. Did you know that?
No.
Did you know that, George, that Donald Trump's uncle absconded with all the documents and boxes from Nikola Tesla's hotel room in New York City that became the plasma weapon system that they have in White Sands Missile Base right now, that can take out a satellite with a plasma weapon, a Star Wars weapon from the ground? Did you know that? Or for a space-based weapon? It was Donald Trump's uncle that obtained all the documents that lay at the time were the OSS, which was the transplanted German Nazi SS. People don't realize the OSS was really the SS, the German Nazi Thule Society. There were transdimensional, if you want to call it, channelers and occultists that actually were believing in Neuschwabenland in Antarctica, and all trying to acquire all these ancient documents and artifacts like the Spear of Destiny that stabbed Jesus and that said that anybody who maintained and held the spear would rule the world. People don't know that these people are occultists. All of the secret orders, including our intel agencies, are all occultists, aren't they?
Well, I look at the father for John Kerry is Richard John Kerry. That wasn't his father and mother's name. It was Fritz and Ida Cohn, K-O-H-N. And they changed their name to Kerry when they moved to Massachusetts, and they were later baptized as Catholics. So, you know, you've got people changing. Now, Kerry's father ended up in a 10-schools admission organization at the Phillips Academy and then graduated from Yale in 37, and then John Kerry graduates from one of the 10 school admission organizations, which are prep schools for the secret society and placement into the cadre for the global elite apparatchiks. So they're all coming from the same source, and they're all positioned and backed up and supported by the German Marshall Fund and, you know, the service clubs and everything else that people think they're innocently belonging to, whether it's the purpose driven CFR Rick Warren churches or their local Kiwanis are involved in this stuff. The Rotary Club is an actual extension and has UN privilege rights, and they were instrumental in organizing the support for the UN charter in 1945 in San Francisco.
But do you know the George, in one of the pictures you have here is a picture of George Soros smiling right beside John McInsane, I call him. Instead of McCain, I call him John McInsane. George Soros, I'm going to read off the caption. Funded John McCain's Reform Institute, a nonpartisan 501c3 organization, while Senator was still with the organization. Soros gave the Reform Institute $150,000, and Soros Open Society Institute in 2002 gave $300,000 in grants to groups defending McCain's campaign finance law against legal challenges. In 2001, McCain founded the Reform Institute as a vehicle to receive funding from George Soros' Open Society Institute and Teresa Hines Carey's Tides Foundation and several other promising far-left profit organizations that funded causes such as abortion, homosexual rights, activism, open borders, amnesty, campaign finance reform, comprehensive immigration reform, and other efforts widely opposed by most of the party's conservative base. I mean, God dang it. Really?
Yeah. Oh, this Tides Foundation is really evil. And, of course, that's related to Heinz. And it was the first Heinz was Skull and Bones, and he died in an air crash. And she later married Skull and Bones Carey. I mean, they don't get far away from their, you know, their occult roots at all.
Right. And the World Wars, by the way, were all designed to build the foundation for the world government, weren't they?
Yeah, these were the League of Nations, which, you know, Woodrow Wilson, you know, you go back to Princeton and you look at all the skullduggery coming out of there. And right. You look at, you know, again, the secret societies, whether it was Parashim with Brandeis and Frankfurter, or the Skull and Bones with the William Howard Taft and Henry Stimson and the rest of these Skull and Bones members. And there's not a lot of them. They only induct, you know, Skull and Bones only inducts 15 a year.
Right.
And there can only be less than 1,000 alive, probably 850 alive at any one time. And through Sutton's research, he says about a third of them, you know, just escape the whole thing. You know, their lips are sealed, but they just don't want anything to do with it. But nobody's going to speak up because they know what happens.
Well, you die.
Yes.
You die. You're financially destroyed. You're cut off even from your relatives, and eventually, one way or another, they hit you with a spiritual or a geotectonic or financial weapon, and you die. I mean, you know, they have all kinds of technology. People don't understand what's really going on here. We're dealing with the devil and his minions, aren't we?
Yeah, there was a Glenn Ford thing, something about the Brotherhood or something like that, that kind of... It was one of the early movies that caught on or dared get close to some of the secret societies.
Yeah, so Gary, we connected some dots, some very important dots yesterday with Jonathan Gray. He wrote a book called e-book that's now available at beforeus.com. And by the way, when we had Dr. Ron Klatz on for the Academy, I'll put up the link directly for the Academy. For anti-aging medicine, so people get that. But we connected yesterday the dots that the sons of Cain, which are the killers of Abel, remember that? And Abel was replaced by the righteous son of Adam and Eve called Seth. And the intermarriage between Seth, the righteous, and the unrighteous Cain created the giants like King Og of Bashan and the giants, if you want to call them of old. They call them men of renown. These are the evil ones that were considered the gods of the Middle East. What people need to understand is the same disembodied spirits are actually controlling our world. They're actually the descendants of Cain that are pushing us. They're not aliens. They're not Anunnaki. They're basically the descendants of Cain who are totally given over to the dark side and evil. And they run all the secret orders. They're the heads of the Druidic churches, the Council of 13. They're basically ancient Druids, which are basically descendants of the sons of Cain. Isn't that wild?
Yeah. Are the thugs a branch or a chopped-off branch of that in India that existed for
every single evil society on Earth, including even the transhumanists and transgenic monsters that want to create transhumanism, they're all basically intermarried genetically and spiritually sons of Cain. They're not hybridized from ancient aliens that came to Earth and from Nibiru and Anunnaki. Okay? Well, people need to know that actually they wouldn't exist. They'd be a different type of creature. What we're dealing with here are the evil sons of Cain who weren't completely destroyed by the flood, and they're still indwelling even spiritually, even our leaders like Hillary Clinton, whose family were wizards, and all the wizards and warlocks and all the high-level Kabbalistic warlock Jews are all basically sons of Cain. They're all druids, every one of them. All the secret orders of every society, Chinese, Russian, French, whatever, they're all druids. They're all sons of Cain, every one of them. Wild,
wow.
Eh?
It is.
Yeah. Amazing. I'm running for a quick bio break.
Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle for the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Foods Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get Emergency Foods for your supply for preparation, and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutriMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop-down message at NutriMedical.com, and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores, or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutriMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutriMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu, and stay well with NutriMedical every day of your life.
Cardiovascular health involves use of nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity, oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids, and the prevention of calcification of arteries and small vessels. Metabolic support to the mitochondria in the heart and blood vessels involves the peristaltic initial shearing force of the heart, stimulating a secondary contraction of the blood vessel walls to move the blood forward to the periphery. Our core formula involves CardioVasc, Gamma A Plus to get rid of nitroproxy radicals, Cell Detox Glutathione to get rid of hydroproxy radical, H2-Plex, and ultrathiamine B1 to get rid of the singlet oxygen. We use also magnesium glycinate to improve the heart, CoQ10 Supreme, the only non-crystallizing CoQ10, and water-soluble CoQ10 ubiquinol. Nanokinase will reduce blood viscosity and improve perfusion. Omega Supreme Pro improves the blood vessel elasticity, and the use of antioxidant H2-Plex, Power C Plus, and other antioxidants help to reduce blood viscosity and oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acid. Order at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle, using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit flavored mixed power of vitamin minerals. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
CardioVasc is a 7 synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses, hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases Vitexin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels, valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system for parasympathetic, milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart, and bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. One capsule equals 15 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. And welcome back. And, of course, I want to continue this dialogue because I believe we are in the secular end times. The truth is going to be brought out by not only documents and pictures that you have, for example, the one that I'm going to post up, the link that shows Soros and McCain making deals. I mean, I just read off the caption below it. I mean, it's mind-boggling, isn't it? And what people need to understand is the attack, which is, by the way, this guy, Jason Amash, is a GOP calling for, he's a member of CARE, which is this Muslim organization. He's a Palestinian so-called member of the GOP. Why the hell is he a GOP member?
Well, calling for the appeasement. Around the libertarians and the Ron Pauls and stuff like that for a long time. They were, maybe he was just matriculating, gathering information, and look what happened to the Libertarian Party last time. They put nominated William Weld for vice president, CFR, and that Gary Johnson from New Mexico. So all those years of so-called talking free enterprise and stuff, unless people understand conspiracy, their cookies and lollipops are going to be taken away from them. They just won't be prepared.
Right. And right now, Al Green, the representative from Houston, we talk about Keisha Rogers. She's the other representative who's trying to run against him as an independent for Trump in the district in Congress in with Al Green's district, where he won as a Democrat. He's such a maniac. He's basically made the statement now, and he's being honest about it. If we don't impeach Trump, he's going to win. Now, there's two other options, assassination or collapsing the economy. That's the only three options these bastards have. And people better watch it. They better be prepped up for a possible collapse of the bond market. Better be prepped up for the fact that there may be, like when you made the statement by Mr. Voight. Remember John Voight, who actually is going to be in the movie, many, many movies, he's a major movie star. But he's going to be on Roe v. Wade the coming fall against the setting up of Roe v. Wade by the Supreme Court. John Voight made the statement last week that Donald Trump is the greatest president we've had since the... Who do you think it would be? See if you can guess.
George Washington.
No, assassinated with a bullet to the head.
Oh, Kennedy, huh?
No. Back 100 years ago, 1860.
No, Lincoln, I guess, where you were going back there, right?
Exactly. Now, the fact is, that's literally bringing the picture up that these people are seriously talking to you. Do you know why Trump looks so fat? It's not because he eats too many burgers. He's wearing body armor. He has his own private security force besides the Secret Service protecting him. He's in grave danger.
The person that succeeded President Lincoln was President Grant. President Grant appointed to Secretary of War the co-founder of Skull and Bones, who was Alfonso Taft. So, I mean, these guys' hands are right next to the throats of our presidents, our foreign policy, and domestic policy. These guys are right there.
Yeah, and they're totally without ethics, are they? They've got demonic ethics, which means if it justifies their ends, it's fine.
Mark Twain writes in a called Following the Equator, and he writes about William Henry Sleeman and a government report about the India thugs, and what's named or the qualities or evilness of those thugs is like every place else. But listen to this. It says, there is one very striking thing about which I need to call attention to. You have surmised from the listed callings followed by the victims of the thugs that nobody could travel the Indian roads unprotected and live and get through, and that the thugs respected no quality, no vocation, no religion, nobody, that they killed every unarmed man that came in their way. That is wholly true, with one reservation. In all the long file of thug confessions, an English traveler is mentioned but once, and this is what they said. But anyway, there was only one Englishman that ever got through it, and the reason that they were finally pulled apart was they had a person that was a thug that came out and revealed how they worked and operated, and of course that person right now is Charlotte Ezerbet, the closest to Skull and Bones, whose father and grandfather was a member, and then Sutton expanding that information and other people standing on their shoulders. But
By the way, Charlotte Ezerbet was on rents his network for years. And she made the statement just a month or so ago that my discovery with my co-host, John W. Spring of the Larachila Island nukes, was one of the most significant things in modern history. And she supports it. Now, the fact is she doesn't get full credit because the reason why I knew this is I had supernatural visions of Russian submarines in the Orinoco River and hypersonic cruise missiles, and I bugged my co-host, who's a geographer and genius with an IQ over 200, John W. Spring, and the whistleblower of the first Cuban Missile Crisis by Russia and Cuba, and the 1987 Grenada Island crisis. And for a year before he had did enough research to accumulate, and finally when I talked to Jeff Rentz, he said, well, if you can get satellite photos, this is a Pulitzer Prize winning. Nobody's approaching me for Pulitzer or to go on any other network. Everybody at every other show is terrified of interviewing Deagle. Do you think that anybody from Alex Jones to anybody else wants to interview me with my level of knowledge, intel, and actual information that I can validate? Of course not. They don't want to give Deagle any credit, do they?
No, well, the gatekeepers, the people we follow, Iserby did, by the way.
Iserby did.
Tune into the Foxes and to the Hannitys and Rush Limbaughs and stuff.
Right,
and
but Sharon Iserby did give some indirect credit. She gave it mainly to John W. Spring. John has said on the show, and he'll be back on again next week, said he would have never investigated if I hadn't bugged him for almost a year to prove that the Russians had hypersonic cruise missiles and nuclear submarines in the Orinoco River. And now the Chinese are there with 35,000 troops, special forces. We have Iranian Hezbollah there down in Venezuela supporting Maduro. We've got 46,000 Cuban special forces, including a private guard around Maduro. And right now, Cuba, if they don't have oil from Venezuela, their power goes out. So all we have to do is the embargo and make sure that the oil doesn't arrive in Cuba. And guess what? It's over.
Well, you know, Cuba should have been picked up way back in the 60s. I mean, they had no local support. There were oceans where there was no military way whatsoever.
That was because the secret orders wanted it there. The secret orders wanted Cuba to exist, right?
Right. Well, we saw it again and again. We saw when the when Eisenhower was supporting through Radio Free Europe, you know, for Hungary to free themselves. And they, you know, as soon as they started to do it, Eisenhower put a telegram saying that they wouldn't interfere. So the Russian tanks came in and squished them. But, you know, this happens time after time. The groups down in South America, like Amigos del País, you know, Friends of the Country, they said they were more scared of our State Department than they feared the communists. It's the 256 Brigade of Cuba. You know, they were set up to be slaughtered. The Afghans were, when the Soviets were in there, you know, they had little children running, jumping on tanks with, you know, dynamite on their backs and stuff like that, while Reagan was sending them the wheat to fill the bellies of the, you know, the butchers. So, you know, it's never come from the Kremlin or the Khyber Pass or Kabul. It came, you know, it comes from New York City and London.
Amazing, isn't it? And it's so damned evil. And even when we have people like Donald Trump is doing some good, the advisors around him are totally confounding. When he wants to do something, he says something in the news, or he says he puts out an executive order that's confounded by the people around him that either don't follow the order or do something completely different, don't they?
Yeah, well, there's two known, you know, criminals he needs to get rid of, and that's Bolton and Elliot Abrams. Really, really dangerous people that have shown in the past, you know, how they've lied to create wars and destroy our sovereignty.
Well, in the statement on Drudge yesterday is that if he followed Bolton, he would already be in four wars right now.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
I gave a list of things that I'm going to repeat, and I want to hear your comment on them. These are what I'm going to put together a book called, you know, basically it's going to be Samuel Counsel for Trump. In other words, you and I need to get a half hour, and along with other experts, co-experts, that need to have a half hour a week with Trump to actually give him the truth about what's going on. And he doesn't know. The first advice is, number one, close down the bank accounts of the PLA. Communists are putting enough carfentanil to kill all Americans last year. The opium crisis is the Chinese poisoning of our population and illegal Oxycontin. It's not trying to persecute the drug companies trying to treat people's pain. Number two, they need to close down the accounts of all of Putin and all of the Russian oligarchs who are supporting this military machine and want to attack us, both cyber attack us. The most advanced cyber attacks in the world are not the Chinese Blue Army in Tianjin, China. It is the Russians. They're the most advanced hackers in the world. And the Russian attempt with advanced weapon systems, both weather weapons, which they have, which might be a factor, I don't know yet, and these super tornadoes, we know that there's been over 500. The Russians and America and three other nations have weather modification technology. Russia wants America gone. They cannot maintain pressing control of the world unless Russia gets rid of the United States. And they didn't do something as simple as knock out our power grid with a cyber attack. We've already got evidence, and I have from my intel sources, that they've cyber attacked into our air traffic controllers, our water treatment facilities for sewage, believe it or not, and our radio towers for controlling flight traffic. People don't know what the hell's going on, do they? And they get stupid stories from different people that say, well, the Russians aren't a danger. Are you kidding? The Russians are extremely dangerous right now. And Putin, as I said, one of the comments by a politician recently was that Putin is a justification for NATO. Yeah, absolutely. What do you think?
Yeah, no, that was the creation. That was the purpose, was to create the enemy. And at the same time, it was to use Russia as an experimentation. That's where Ezerbet is dead right, because we're all being schooled. All our children are now being schooled in that particular format. And when we were graduating people in social sciences, Russia, you know, a controlled economy, you know, they put their kids and their children through all these technical schools like Red China is today. And so it just was a matter of time before they would edge us out and eliminate the United States as a separate nation. So, you know, these bankers behind the scenes are right there. America, could be gone tomorrow.
I'm going to make a statement.
One of the worst things is we're still bringing them here. It's that fifth column.
We have 400,000 plus Chinese that are hacking into our grid or stealing patents. We have the Russians constantly hacking into our entire system. And by the way, the NSA could stop it, but they allow backdoor access by the Russians. In fact, a year and a half ago, they released all the backdoors on the open internet, and people don't realize the NSA released that, so any hacker, if you're in a basement apartment in Bulgaria, you can hack into the NSA in the dark internet. They allowed it on purpose. The NSA wants to see hackers because they're monitoring the hackers, aren't they?
Yeah. Well, again, you look at the people that are the first, not only the first beginners of it, you know, coming from Wall Street and Harriman and Brothers and so forth, but the same skull and bones. Harriman was the ambassador to the Soviet Union. H.W. Bush was ambassador to Communist China. And the very conduits, the so-called chambers of commerce. So when they abuse slave labor, American Chamber of Commerce was done by another, you know, Uncle Bush or whatever his name was, and they're the ones that are profiting off of all of America's, defeat. Ronald Reagan was sending steel plants over there when he was elected in 1980. That's when Detroit and all those places were really, you know, dropping like crazy, but he had time to build nuclear plants in Poland and China.
Remember the Volga River plant where we actually built the first T-80 tanks were actually built by Ford Corporation on the Volga River?
Exactly.
Ford Corporation of the United States built with the U.S. State Department and the Pentagon, built the first T-80 tank facility on the Volga River in Russia. People don't know this, do they?
Nope. It's out there, though. It's so tangible. The Hoover Institute, you know, the transfer of Western technology to the Soviet Union by Dr. Anthony Sutton, three volumes of the stuff.
Right.
Even quotes Harriman saying, the Russians wouldn't be anywhere without the United States and the other. It was like 80-90% of their industrial capacity was from the West, most of it from the United States.
Keep that thought. We'll be right back.
Amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted
at 550 milligrams for 50-ml bottle or 37 milligrams per mil, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress2Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag, but get them at NutraMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. Calm Mind and Brain Mag are an amazing combination. Calm Mind contains myo-inositol, xanthine, and GABA. And Brain Mag contains magnesium L-threonate to calm the brain down by blocking the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. We can use this along with other nutraceuticals for anxiety, including 5-HTP Cross that crosses the blood-brain barrier, Stress2Go, and the use of our CBD liposomal oil as well to reduce and calm the brain down and reduce seizure activity and non-seizure activity in the limbic system that causes anxiety. If you have questions regarding our protocol for anxiety and sleep, do contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free protocol and a callback if you purchase any products at 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, the best place to get the wellness protocols to stay, keep you well with the toxic polypharmacy. Stay well with NutriMedical. CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol is a water-soluble form that crosses the blood-brain barrier, regenerates gums, and is necessary as a reserve form to convert back to CoQ10 the spark of life for all mitochondria throughout your body. There's nothing like CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol to complement CoQ10 Supreme itself. The CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol for Dr. Bill Deagle is the highest quality available in the world, and very importantly, should be taken to reverse heart failure, hypertension, diabetes, and many peripheral neuropathy and central neuropathy conditions such as post-traumatic brain injury, stroke, and recover from Parkinson's disease and ALS. Get NutriMedical's CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And if you need an additional protocol, do contact us for a free starter protocol at NutriMedical. Thank you for taking care of yourself with NutriMeds and technology from Dr. Bill. We're here for you every day with starter-free protocols. Take care and stay well with NutriMedical every day. Diabetes is a condition in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with dibetalene, biotin plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. Now, these protocols are very helpful to reduce heart and vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced videotape consultations. Lumen photon therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This is amazing. Lumen photon therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with the providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen photon therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. Documents here that you got posted up Your website is news-expose.org, news-expose.org. Your site is very important for people to kind of get the facts. One of the articles we're going to post up is Two Secret Societies, Two World Wars. John Kerry was intimate with both. Can you give us more details, please?
Yeah, well, you've got the First World War. We were already involved. It was Woodrow Wilson, the man that kept us, it was his... the Balfour Protocols, or the Balfour Proclamation, the Balfour, whatever it was to create Israel, was part of the reason for, the involvement in the First World War. And again, the first head of the Department of War under Wilson was Henry Stimson. Henry Stimson was a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. He also happened to be a member or the Secretary of War during the Second World War. The people involved with the League of Nations was Woodrow Wilson and Colonel House. Colonel House was related to Skull and Bones people. He was surrounded by them. In fact, he wrote a blueprint for the pacification of the United States with an American dictator, and that that book was didn't have a signer or title to it until decades later. And but he, even in that book, he describes that there's going to be a North American Union. And
And that's already happened with the USMC agreement. It was put together by Donald Trump's son-in-law. It hasn't been ratified because they have to have the Congress ratify it, but it's sitting there, and it's ratified as Zone 3 and the World Trade Organization's the journal called Foreign Affairs by the Council on Foreign Relations, the fall of 1973. It's Zone 3. Zone 3 has actually been finalized by Donald Trump's son-in-law, hasn't it? Not ratified yet by Congress, but it's sitting there, isn't it?
Right. Well, it's a Jewish society, too, which is called Parashim, and it included a couple of Supreme Court justices. It included Louis Brandeis. It included Felix Frankfurter. And, of course, Alger Hiss worked for Frankfurter. In fact, he, in 1945, Hiss co-founded what would become the State Department's Bureau of United Nations Affairs, where Richard Kerry worked, who was John Kerry's father. He worked there in 1951. So, the people are tied back and forth together. So you got Frankfurter, Parashim, and you got John Kerry, Skull and Bones. So you've got these people every place, everywhere, pushing this world government.
And by the way, John Kerry, you can see, and you've got the list of their names and the history of John Kerry's parents. His parents were Austrian Jews, and they emigrated to the United States. And, of course, they changed their name, Fritz and Ida Cohen, K-O-H-N. They changed their name to Fritz and Ida Kerry. And he's not Irish. This was just their way of actually kind of melding in, moving to Chicago, and then later eventually moving to Brookline, Massachusetts in 1915. So what we have to understand is that you saw a picture of Skull and Bones, and John Kerry is there in the picture, isn't he?
Yeah. Well, we also have, this is Parashim was helped Wilson in his aid to the Bolshevik government. And a lot of the Harvard law graduates recommended to the Roosevelt administration by Frankfurter, who was Parashim, included Alger Hiss, Lee Pressman, Nathan Witt, and, of course, these people all turned out to be working with the Soviet Union, identified as Soviet spies, and to the benefit of U.S. Senator Joseph McCarthy, who was grasping with it and following the trail right up to the culprits themselves.
Well, there's two groups of Jews. There were the religious Jews, who were like the ancient ones, and there's the Luciferic Sons of Cain Jews, which are apostate. Jesus would call them the sons of literally the sons of Satan. And what people don't understand, the Bolshevik Revolution was run by the Vatican and by these apostate Jews who actually killed the religious Jew rabbis and the Orthodox Russians and Russian priests in the Bolshevik Revolution was run conjointly by the Vatican and by this Druidic Council and by these demonic devils. And it was right out of New Jersey. I think it was in New Jersey. Who was the guy that was the fellow in New Jersey? Was actually one of the architects, along with the Jesuits, to actually set up the Russian Revolution. What was his name?
Oh, geez. It's slipping my mind. I know there was a Red Cross mission there with representatives from the Federal Reserve.
A lot of people thought he was born in Russia. No. He's from New Jersey, USA. And there's a direct connection. Without the help of the British in America, the fall of the Russia and the fall, by the way, the weapons that were shipped to Mao Zedong were made in Pennsylvania and shipped to Mao Zedong under the control of the British to actually kill tens of millions of Chinese who were trying to oppose Mao Zedong. People don't know this, do they?
Yeah. Well, Trotsky was working for Horace Greeley in a New York newspaper.
That's the guy I'm thinking of, Trotsky. Trotsky is a guy, believe it or not, from New Jersey. Did you know that?
No, I didn't. Yeah. I thought New York. But just like we talked earlier about some of these, McCain being in connection with this Russian Chamber of Commerce head, Sergei,
right,
whatever his name is, U.S. intelligence regarded Brandeis and Frankfurter's political activity as suspicious. It says here, several Army intelligence informants identified Brandeis and Frankfurter as key leaders of the U.S. communism. In 1920, right, intelligence report described Brandeis and Frankfurter of members of a secret society, Parashim, were Soviet propagandists, noting that Brandeis had been in contact with Soviet agent Santeri Navorkate. Teva, I guess it is.
Right.
But, and it said in 1921, J. Edgar Hoover noted that Frankfurter's links to a radical labor group, the Amalgamated Clothing Workers, described Frankfurter as engaging in communist propaganda activity. So,
it's the same as the Supreme Court.
Pillars of our court have been part of the enemy.
Right. And in fact, if you look at the two major law schools, basically Yale and Harvard, they're the primary schools that actually put Supreme Court justice in their Supreme Court to literally control things. Like, for example, they ruled last week they weren't going to remove the transsexual bathroom issue, and they weren't going to actually back up the state law, I think it's in Illinois, that was trying to stop sex-selected or disease-selected or abortion. So they're saying, well, it's in the lower court, we're not going to rule on it yet. Although the black judge in the Supreme Court says he wants to rule on it soon. My feeling is that Trump is going to, before 2020, actually announce and put in the third Supreme Court justice. And after this fall with John Voight and Nick Loeb and their movie Roe versus Wade, I believe that this issue is going to come forward, because I think there's something like 15 or 18 states that have got some form of abortion restriction law now, all the way from Alabama that outlaws it completely from the moment of conception to other ones that are 6 or 8 weeks. This is going to go before the Supreme Court. And once they get the 14th Amendment, which means once you're conceived, you're a person, Roe versus Wade and abortion will become illegal in America. And there's going to be a real big fight, because the states are going to try to have a fight over states' rights, that states like New York don't want to have abortion right up to and after birth. So if a child is born and they don't want to kill them, even if they're not birth defected, they want to kill the child in the abortuary after birth if they have a discussion between the doctor and the mother. No including of the father, or protection of the rights of the individual even after birth. They want to kill them. That's how crazy this is. These doctors need to have somebody take them out and put them in prison or execute them. They're involved with this. Just like Dr.
Right.
Goslin.
They tend to support people and send them into the Beltway because it doesn't work. But people like John Roberts, the head of the Supreme Court, had a pretty shaky, useful background to the elite to begin with. But sometimes they might fit into their character actor and play out their character and be a conservative or do something constitutional. But you can't let those people go. And I, again, encourage people to go to the website, find out who the people are in the, Rockefeller's Ripon Society, strangely founded on the very day Kennedy was killed, in November 22nd, 1963.
Yeah, the Ripon Society is one of these ones that's a globalist organization. Remember, this is a ceremony to kill Kennedy. And the president that followed Kennedy was actually planning the assassination beforehand, and I have my intel contacts about it, planning it days before in conjunction with not only Israel, but the intel agencies, just like the intel agencies turned on Donald Trump and tried to do everything they can. That's why the man looks fat. He's wearing body armor. People don't know that, do they?
Yeah, no, he is. And he better have some private...
He has his own private security force. He has his own private security force, which is why the Secret Services are on notice. His own private security force will turn on the Secret Service and kill them if they try to do anything that may harm or stand back and let him be assassinated. Because he does a lot of these things. The only three things that the globalists can do is assassination, impeachment, or collapse the economy. That's the only way to prevent him from being elected.
I looked up to see who the first president of this Ripon Society was. It turns out he was a Fabian socialist, John Salama, and he was a member. He was a Fulbright scholar, and he was part of a group called the Bow Group, B-O-W, out of England. And what they were doing there, the Fabian socialists were suppressing conservatives. So, you know, that's the source, origin, and content of all these Republicans, and there are scores of them that belong to the Ripon Society, and the other one is the Main Street Republicans. But you got to separate them right now. Kevin McCarthy is one of them. And that's
right, and there's another guy from North Carolina you mentioned before on one of the previous shows. He's a member of these secret societies, and he's a GOP member. All the people that are Republicans aren't on Trump's side, are they?
No. There's Richard Burr. I see he's on.
That's the guy we're talking about.
North Carolina.
Right.
And Tom Tillis is from North Carolina. So those are two U.S. senators that are Fabian socialists going along. Either that or they've been sucked in to go along to, you know, they think they're in some social society when really their goal is, you know, the Fabian socialist goal of sheep in wolf's clothing. So talk to, you know, there's plenty of representatives. You probably have one in or near your state or maybe several. You need to talk to them and get them forced out of it or run somebody against them. Put your money
right.
And effort elsewhere.
Right. And Donald Trump needs to have a chance to have half an hour a week with, I call it the Samuel Council. That's you, me, and other of our top experts that talk about this, like John W. Spring about the danger of Lower Tree Island. We need to have a half hour with Trump a week because he's got bad people around him, like John Lightning Bolt. I call him Bolton. Even Pompeo, some of his statements are a little out of control, right?
Yeah.
And,
we could do better, but it looks like, you know, Trump could probably control them if he, you know, pulled out some of those really bad guys.
I have a feeling that Pompeo's been held back a few times lately, and that Bolton has basically been told, shut up, or sideline, or eventually I'm going to replace you if you continue to try to push for unilateral military action before you take financial action against the players, which is Russia and China. They're actually using the proxy of Iran, North Korea, and Venezuela now to literally sideline America, because people don't realize what's going on now. We are moments away from a possible attack to destroy American society. And it could be weather weapons, like even these. I don't have proof yet, but I'm very suspicious that the amount of tornadic activity we have is not normal. It may well be a weather weapon that's being deployed by Russia. We don't know yet. But I know that Russia has that capability already from my intel sources.
Yeah. Well, California's benefited this last year by a change in weather patterns. That could be very temporary, or it could be because of the Chinese bought the American, they couldn't cling to them during the 10 or 12 year drought.
The Maunder cooling period, by the way, a 360-year cycle, brings more rain to the southwest United States. So I think it's a normal Maunder cycle that's happening for that.
Well, that's good. I hope you're right.
Yeah. I don't think it's a weapon. I think it's a Maunder cycle.